1 hour compo, round 136. Tonight's theme is the new sensation. In order to commemorate this event and this theme, I would like to present a reading from an author named Neon Genesis Guyver III. An excerpt from Is It Incest If You're a Robot? Chapter 1, a Mega Man fanfic. Roel pulled away, leaving Rock afraid he had screwed up. But her response and smiling face would leave that fear in the dust. "Oh, Rock," she said in a tone Rock would almost classify as seductive. "If we're gonna have that kind of fun, we better lock the door." Hearing that, in a definite seductive tone, Rock began contemplating all the ramifications of what Roel had just suggested, or what he thought she was suggesting. Most of the excuses people gave to not do that sort of thing didn't really apply to them. Roel couldn't get pregnant, and they couldn't catch a disease because they were robots. Robots also couldn't legally marry, so waiting for marriage was pointless. As for their considered being siblings, if they were willing to go this far against family law, they may as well go full tilt into the taboo. He could only find three reasons why they shouldn't do this. First, though in reality much younger, Rock and Roel were physically and mentally only young teenagers. Second, if the light sensei found out during an examination that Roel wasn't a virgin anymore, questions would have to be asked and answers would have to be given. Third, could he even have sex with Roel? He knew that his anatomy was fully functioning and assumed that hers was too. Finally, he had to ask, "Is that really what you want?" "Let me guess," she replied, rolling her cute blue eyes. "Your overanalyzing superhero mind is running through all the ways this could screw up, right?" Rock's gaze wandered in embarrassment. Guilty. Roel shook her head, amused. "Well, my supercomputer brain has been running the same computations, and I've made these decisions based on what I assume was both of our results." Rock's attention was fully on her at this moment. "First," she said, "we aren't going to get any older, so unless the light sensei upgrades us or something. Besides, doing it now might be kind of kinky." That rather bold statement made Rock blush slightly at his own thoughts. "Second, if he ever did find out, so what? If he really cares about us, he should understand our feelings and accept them. If he doesn't, we can always go live with Blue's Nissan. I'm sure he has a spare room." Rock nodded in agreement. Light sensei was kind and understanding. And even if he rejected them, there were places they could go where they could be accepted. He felt foolish fearing such a thing. "And finally, are we even able to have sex?" She paused. "Are we?" Rock asked, with more hoping than he intended. "Well," she replied, "let me put it this way." Then she leaned in close and whispered in his ear, "I am fully functional, compatible." She then licked his earlobe, earning an aroused moan. "And willing. And if that's what I think is poking at my stomach, so are you." Rock then realized that Roel's little seduction has caused him an erection, and she had noticed it. But Rock was still too stunned by Roel's sexy actions to worry about that. "So," Roel continued, "now do you want to give it a shot?" Without saying a word, Rock released Roel and ran to the door to lock it up. Roel giggled slightly as the boy android rushed to lock his door. "I'll take that as a yes," she said as she pulled off her night tie. When Rock finished with the door, he turned back around. What he saw nearly made his eye circuits blow out. In front of him was Roel, almost completely naked, save for that same pair of lacy white panties from before. Rock's eyes wandered her flawless pale skin. She didn't have much of a figure, but she was pleasantly slim. His gaze lingered at her chest for a moment. Her small breasts barely stood out from her torso, but Rock still thought she was a sight. Then he looked at her face. A soft smile adorned her lips, and her eyes glimmered with a strong longing. Roel blushed slightly at his staring, but let him have full view of her young body. She then held out her arms and said, "Take me, Rock-kun, tonight. I'm all yours." Rock needed no further invitation. He quickly threw off his bedshirt, revealing his lightly muscled torso, and embraced her. He lined kisses across the left side of her neck, then up her cheek, and then he slowly made his way to her lips. He pecked her on the mouth several times before stopping and pressing their lips fully together. Roel broke off for an instant, panting slightly. "Rock-kun," she said, "squeeze my ass again. Squeeze it good and hard." Roel moaned loudly as Rock complied, taking her rear in his hands firmly. They kissed again briefly as Rock broke off and began to move down, kissing her chin, neck, collarbone, and chest. Rock released Roll's rear as he reached her small breasts. He licked her left tit and massaged the right one, earning louder moans from his lover. Rock sucked hard on her tit, nearly fitting the entire left mound into his mouth. As he continued this on her other breast, one of his hands slid down her body until it reached the gap between her legs. Roll squealed again as Rock's hand slowly massaged her private area through her panties. She moaned loudly from the immense pleasure Rock gave her.
"Rock!" she screamed. "You're so good! I love this!"
Hearing her approval, Rock decided to get more daring. Tearing himself away from her breasts, Rock brought himself down parallel to her pelvic area. He looked up at her, as if asking for approval. Roll saw this and nodded, eagerly awaiting what was coming next. I would like to thank you for joining us tonight for this dramatic reading of Is It Incest If You're a Robot? A Mega Man Fanfic by Neon Genesis Guyver III. For this and other fine works, you can download them from www.fanfiction.net.